Thank you very much. Now, I don't have a written summary because I'm going to be quite brief, and I thought I'd just save paper. So this is for the parties, Broadview Villas Limited. Is this on, probably?
Yeah, it should be.
Broadview Villas, T. Roven and Escarpment Limited, and they have interest in properties.
Sorry.
Sorry.
It's not a bonus.
Did you like the coffee you said? Thank you.
That's
the
great hair.
What's the problem? It's the George Clooney look.
And this is about properties on Broadview Rise and down to Chandler Lane up the road in Fern Hill. I was just wondering, have you got my evidence in front of you or Ms. Devlin's section 42A in front of you? You've got the maps, okay. On page 2 of my evidence, I've just reproduced the existing or as notified planning map showing the visitor accommodation overlay.
Yes,
and then one. On page 3, I just show where the submissions are to seek the rezoning, which involves 7 properties, all of which are vacant but one. And if you're up there, it's a very, very large, very modern building.
And it's quite
and
steep.
It's all quite steep.
Yes.
All of this is
right
up quite steep.
Building and
right.
We'll get our
slant
business.
Okay.
So
and then it flattens off towards the top.
So that's the sort of hill between Fernhill and
Sunshine Bay.
Yes.
Sitting there, big promontory that's vacant.
The house looks like it should have Thunderbird 1 coming out of the region.
Yeah.
So we've moved up from Park.
Park Rise. You can get most of the way up to it through Chandler Lane, and then it's a private road that sort of winds its way up there. So it's the addition of 7 properties. They have a collective area of about 1.4 hectares, and the submissions are seeking to be a subzone, which I support. There were no submissions in opposition. In my evidence, I went through the rezoning principles from the stage 1 hearings, and I don't think there's any inconsistencies with those principles. And Ms. Devlin supports the request, and I'll just go to just a couple of sections out of her evidence, paragraph 33.6, where she says that the restricted discretionary activity for visitor accommodation is the opportunity at that time to address any adverse effects in regard to, among other matters, noise, hours of operation, external appearance of buildings, and this would give assurance that effects of VA on these sites will be managed in regard to nearby residential neighbours. And then in her summary, she says, overall, I consider the requested subzone extension meets the objectives and policies for the low density zone, which provide for accommodation options for visitors in the subzone that is appropriate for the low density residential environment and meets the strategic direction for appropriate location of visitor facilities within the underlying zone. And those are her reasons for or accepting the request. And I support that, as I've said in my evidence, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
No, I don't have any questions. I think it's
all
very
important.
Thank you.
Same.
It's
all quite
clear
today.
Let's
make it a 3 people.
Great. Sorry, I requested more than 10 minutes.
No, that's okay.
You can have your coffees now. We've got the Ziptrack map nearly ready for you as well. Quite fortunate to have all the GPS stuff, so they're plopping those on as we speak. So
thanks very much.
I'll send it through to you as each of you. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you.